You're listening to the Free to Be Mindful podcast, which invites you along on a journey to learn of mindful living, grow in mental health, and inspire through personal growth. In a world where we can often feel much stress and overwhelm, this podcast provides bite-sized tips and real talk conversations, empowering you to embrace mindfulness and nurture your full potential. I'm your host, Vanessa De Jesus Guzman, educator, licensed professional counselor, entrepreneur, and mom. I'm passionate about helping others live life with peace of mind and ease of heart without losing their, well, you know, here we go. Hello and welcome to a new season of the Free to Be Mindful podcast, episode 162. I hope that you're feeling good, looking good, and doing better in this world than you were yesterday. So it's a brand new season. And while we're on the topic of new, we have a lot to be excited about for this new season of the podcast, from great content to more guest speakers and more of you, our amazing listeners. But what about new beginnings when it comes to people? Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I could just start over? Of course, we know that we technically can't because there's no redo or reset button in life that can rewind and bring you back where it all started. How I wish sometimes there was, but there's just no such thing, at least for now anyway. But the thought brings up an interesting topic of what if the answer isn't a do-over, but instead a new beginning. Think about that. Every day and every moment gives you a new opportunity to reinvent yourself, to embrace a change and set the standard for your future self. You might wonder, how exactly is it possible to do this when there's so many other questions that may take up space in your mind, such as, well, what about the past? What if it's too late? What if I don't know what to expect? How do I start? And with all of these lingering questions, how can we even truly accept new beginnings? Well, we're going to dive into some of these questions and more in this week's episode. Now, I'll share with you that I am no stranger to the concept of new beginnings. Back in December 2021, after having an 18-year career in education, and specifically after being in one district as a school counselor for 14 years, I made the really difficult decision of leaving education and retiring, a deferred retirement, of course, from the world of education to do private practice and this entrepreneur life full time. And I can't even tell you all of the things that were through my head, all of the what ifs. What if something goes wrong? What if I can't afford the insurance? What if I don't have any clients? What if nobody comes to my practice? What if I fail? And at the end of the day, that is truly one of the things that scares people, and personally speaking, scared me the most, was what if I try this and if it doesn't go the way I expected it to? And that's something where mindfulness comes into play, because while we have all of the expectations of hoping to do well, and there's nothing wrong in setting goals and expectation for oneself, it's really also important to work hard to get there while really paying attention to the moment you're in and trying to make the most out of that moment instead of always having your mind so future focused. And I'll tell you, it was really challenging. It was challenging to not go to work every day, to not go into a school, to embrace new routines, to have schedules fluctuate where sometimes I'm more busy and sometimes I'm less busy. It was hard to try something new after doing something that I loved and just did well and didn't have to think about too hard for so long. However, I would not take it back, and I encourage anyone with the right support system, of course, and taking it step by step. I do encourage anyone who is passionate about making, whether it be a job change or a career change, or just the trying to take the opportunity to try something new, I encourage you to do your homework, outline your steps, and take a leap of faith on yourself, because you're so worth it. And let me tell you, it's hard enough as it is to have your own doubts and your own fears. But then what I have found going through this major experience of changing from one career to the other and leaving one very well established and safe career to another, safe being that key word there, is that then you take on other people's fears or ideas and thoughts about something that you're doing. Now, of course, those ideas are so very well intentioned. However, it's really easy for people to think about all of the reasons to not take a chance because it's scary. And when there's fear attached to something, like we stated, it makes it a little bit more challenging. And the reason why I'm so open in sharing my story is because so often we hear all of those negatives and the fears and all of those thoughts that we forget that things can actually be done and they are actually possible. You can get back on your feet after experiencing what seems to be impossible things. You can find the dream job years later. You can find your true love after long-term relationships failing. You can leave behind the time where you were at your lowest or give up a bad habit or an addiction to move forward. You can move to new places. You can give things a chance when it seems like you have walls around you. Really, it's all about taking a chance on creating this new beginning. Because it's possible for anyone. It really, truly is. And new beginnings can lead to better mental and physical health. It can lead to having a rejuvenated passion for things, for greater self-care, for growth, for finding purpose, for finding community of like-minded people. And for finding joy. As I've shared in the past, when I left the career in education and started working for myself, despite it taking a few years, I ended up losing about 60 pounds because it's very different when you're working for oneself or something that you are so passionate about and so excited for than for working for someone else. In addition to that, on a regular basis, perhaps not all the time, depending on what I'm launching, but I sleep better, I have better skin, I just feel like a newer, rejuvenated person than when I was younger. So remember that accepting new beginnings can also start with learning how our brain responds to change. There's an article published in Forbes that talked about how knowing prevents rumination and allows us to plan. And then not knowing triggers the brain to start running its predictive script by filling the gaps of missing information and creating suitable interpretations of the situation, aka creating a new storyline. What this means is, change can be uncomfortable for us because our brains are wired to just know what we're doing, to survive, to understand, and ideally to avoid uncertainty. And when we are placed in new situations that are new to us, we no longer know. So we tend to create narratives, whether they be true or just perceived, based on past thoughts or future anxieties, and create all of these what-if scenarios so that we're able to find answers. But sometimes, friends, we don't have those answers, or we think of alternatives that bring us stress and anxiety. And yes, new can be different and it can be scary, but it can also feel good, or maybe not so good. All we can really do is accept the change that's happening and know that it's okay to not always know. If we allow ourselves to learn, to feel, and grow through the process, we use change to an advantage and we're one step ahead of our thoughts. So oftentimes, our brain doesn't respond well to change because, again, it's an unfamiliar environment and it's a protective mechanism we have. However, change doesn't have to be bad for us. In fact, it can be really good and healthier than what we do know. When we embrace it and understand that our negative thoughts aren't true, we can move on towards new beginnings. And new beginnings can come in many forms, beginning with one thing. actually taking that first step and starting it. There are some key steps that can guide you on your journey toward a new beginning. The first is recognize the what. What is the goal that you want? We don't have to completely start over to start fresh, and you can find your new beginning in the aspect that you're searching for, whether it be in a relationship, friendship, careers, or step towards making self-improvements. Also recognize the why. When you're looking to drive positive change in a certain area, recognize the intention behind the goal. For example, if you're looking for a new career or searching for what you want to major in at school, for example, start looking into resources that highlight key considerations, whether it includes financial opportunities, passions, interests, geography, etc. If you're looking to begin a relationship or take your relationships to the next level by starting a family, let's say, consider what's important to you: personal values, emotional and physical investments, etc. Then think about the how. Once you have that down, create an action plan for your new beginning. And this can be done through research, through a list of goals, through affirmations, reaching out to a support system, putting yourself out there to be seen, whatever it is that helps your initial goal turn into action. And can this be uncomfortable? Absolutely. I will share with you that when I started private practice, it was indeed extremely lonely. And was it uncomfortable? Absolutely. However, instead of staying in that loneliness, I took action. I found a group now called the Latinx Practice Collective that brought other Latinas in private practice together, so we were a support network for each other. And I also became involved in new organizations that I had a passion for in order to build a network outside of my line of work. So again, what really makes a difference is taking action. Having a plan for your new beginning can help show you three things: what your dream is, why you want it, and how you plan to reach it. Starting a new chapter in your life is exciting, especially when you can get creative with the experiences that will fill the pages to this new chapter in your life. Because new chapters aren't just about the unknown and the scary. It's also about mixing it up and mixing in what you know to make it better. Try new things out that are on your bucket list. Coming up with unique ways to spend time with the people you love also helps. And you can also explore spontaneous opportunities. And all these ways really spice up your day-to-day lifestyle so that you don't stay stagnant or mundane. Something that I found really important is to give yourself the flexibility to not only have fun, but also to just go with the flow. Celebrate the little things before a huge change and find things that bring you peace and joy. Doing things that are a little bit outside of our comfort zones also challenge us a little bit and can bring on new creativity to help you along your new journey. Having this combination or mixture of what makes us comfortable and what takes us outside of our comfort zone is indeed the true balance in new beginnings. And when facing a new situation, it helps to bring up our past wins. All of us between 2020 and 2023 really came across a lot of new things. So many of us had to do remote work, which, yes, it was something to get used to a little bit, but it also gave us a great opportunity to work from home. And although if you don't put in certain steps, it could have felt repetitive and even anti-productive if you're doing the same thing every day, just staring at your screens. But when you added in that non-screen time, that taking the time out to go for a walk or take a class or learn something new, changing anything in your regular routine reduces stress and it can build motivation. So again, my friends, remember that new beginnings aren't just for big changes. They're also for fun, and they can motivate you. They can even build self-esteem and increase positivity and productivity. New beginnings are huge milestones in our personal growth journey. When we set aside labels and expectations, and when we embrace the change, we find the ways that we can learn, grow, and embark on paths to a better and healthier versions of ourselves. I love the path that I have taken in the past 2 years, and if somebody has the right supports, I would highly recommend it to anyone. My friends, we are excited to kick off this new season of the podcast with you and to learn about the little changes and big dreams that you have for your new beginnings in your journey. And of course, I'd like to thank you for coming along on my journey. On this season of the podcast, I'd like to highlight you and share tools that I love, which perhaps you can really benefit from. Today, I'd love to read a review from Jess Cavagnaro. Jess says, "When listening to podcasts, I look for authenticity. Vanessa provides authentic and relevant content. I highly recommend it." Jess, I thank you oh so much, and I really appreciate your review. Remember, if you find it in your heart, I appreciate any rates and reviews that you leave on whatever podcast platform you listen to or on YouTube. You can find us there too. I now invite you to join me on the short guided meditation. So right now, regardless of where you are or what you're doing, I'd like for you to take a moment to reflect on the message that you just heard and really think about, is there anything that you've thought about, perhaps maybe that you've dreamed about, but have been a little hesitant to give it a try? Maybe it's something as simple as going to a new restaurant, or maybe some bigger choices like moving to a new town or a new state, or changing your career, or changing the relationship you're in. Whatever that thought is for you, I don't expect you to make a change at this very moment, but I do invite you to think of the why. Why is it that you'd like to make this change? What can go well if you make this change? What newness will it bring to your life, or perhaps to your mindset? What are the possibilities that you'd be open to after making this change? And if you have the opportunity to reflect on these questions and journal about them, you'd be surprised as to perhaps some clarity that can come into your mind to help you make these big decisions. Wishing you all the best on this reflection process and on making a decision if you're ready to, and reminding you that, as always, in a world where you are free to be anything that you want to be, you are always free to be mindful. Catch you next week.